Hi, everyone. My name is Pam. I am a compulsive overeater and food addict. That's not the only thing, but that's what I'm here for. I have found in program that more things are revealed. I'm very grateful to be here tonight in your company. Some of you I only see at these special events, and it's just wonderful to see you all. I have been in Overeaters Anonymous since April 20th of 1994. And I came in at 220 pounds. That was 90 pounds ago. And thank you, God. And, you know, for me, the word God encompasses the fellowship. Because that's all part of the deal. If I had to do this I tried any number of times, as I'm sure you have as well, to deal with this myself, and it never worked. I will try. I heard a really inspiring thing on a phone meeting this morning, and the person was talking about that there was a special topic, and the topic was, I know you'll be shocked, gratitude. So what she was saying, and this was just so, it just struck me that she was, step one, powerless over viewing all holidays as food fests exclusively. Because that's certainly how I lived. And I'm very grateful to be able to go to two different family events tomorrow and take my weighed measured meals with me. Then I don't have to worry about did you use this kind of thing, and does it have whatever in it? Nobody else cares. They also don't care that I bring my own food. I've been doing it for a very long time, which is not to say that I have worked a perfect program by any means. I had 14 years of abstinence on a weighed and measured food plan, no sugar, no flour. And then I've had 2.5 years of 56, I'm not compulsive, one day binges. And the difficulty with that was I kept thinking I had the power to keep coming back. So, you know, even today I could decide that one more day, I mean really, it'll only be a day. I don't have any way of knowing that. And I don't have the power to bring myself back. Self-will and self-reliance have been my watchwords, and they have not served me well. They haven't served me well in this fellowship either, because I haven't known how to really be with you, to be one among many. And I'm learning. So now it's been 21 years, and I've got 8.5 months right now back again, and I'm very, very grateful. And my sponsor I have a sponsor who is just black belt. I would never have chosen her in that first 14 years. But I have been really desperate. Why am, you know, because intellectually, I get it. I mean, you know, I can read, I can see what it says, I know what you're saying in the meetings, I know what's being said, what's being conveyed in their literature. But somehow, it was going to be okay if I went out one more time. But the first 4 years that I was in Overeaters Anonymous, I was really trying to figure out how I could continue eating compulsively and still recover. It did not work. And I did everything. You know, I did all the tools, and I worked the steps, and I've done the steps 1 through 9 anyway many times. And one of the things that took me out originally was trying another part of Overeaters Anonymous, where they work the program very rapidly, like the first 100 did, but they did not believe in weighing and measuring. And I wasn't fixed from needing to weigh and measure. So first I underate for a while, and then I more than compensated, got back into sugar and flour, and I felt like a heroin addict. I couldn't believe the pull of that. My disease in my head at any given time, even abstinent, can be completely crazy. But on sugar and flour, I have no access to my right mind. And I certainly have no access to a power greater than myself. And I don't want any access with you guys, because you're going to tell me I should stop doing that. So I was thinking about gratitude today and all the things that I have to be grateful for. And one of them is this event, which, it's so wonderful. I see people that I haven't seen for a while and that I only see at big events like this. And I see people I've never seen before. Ooh. So, yeah, we're a big community. And I just got back from an outside help with food addiction and emotions and feeling work. That's one of the things my sponsor is having me. I have to text her several times a day with my feelings. I never know what my feelings are. Or I shouldn't say that. I am learning what my feelings are. But at any given moment, as soon as you ask me, so what are you feeling? The first thing is anxiety, because you asked me. And then I have to get below that. So, and my sponsor reminds me that knowing what my feelings are and feeling them and allowing them will not cure me of food addiction. Well, dang, that's what therapy was all about for me. I was sure if I got it all resolved there, that, which I didn't, that it would cure me. I also thought that there were any number of things like, yoga, hiking, bicycling, any number of things that I bought all the equipment for and then never used, would distract me from compulsive eating, and I wouldn't do that, getting into exercise of some sort. So, just being grateful. I have, a funky family, grew up in very difficult conditions, and where things were, I wasn't sure whether the adults in my life were going to be there at all, because a couple of them left. And so that trust issue is really, really a challenge. And loyalty issue is another one. They just come up in the most interesting ways. And then I feel three. But I feel three negotiating the world most of the time anyway, because life is way too big for me. So I was just looking up some of the gratitude readings in our meditation book, Voices of Recovery. And the one on page 33, which is February 2nd, it says, I visualize God's love enveloping me like a warm glow. My shoulders can relax. I had no idea how much muscle clenching I've done. Having a genuine sense of a power greater than myself, who loves me unconditionally, that is actually incomprehensible to me. But I try to suspend that belief, that disbelief, on a daily basis. Right now, I've been working on steps 1, 2, and 3 through this whole 2.5 year process of chronic relapse. And my sponsor really helped me see how powerless I am, and how much reason I have for gratitude when she asked me, okay, so you've had 56 actual binge days, and then detox lasts, for me, it's 5 days of pretty much uselessness. And so 56 plus 56 times 5, well, that ended up to be well over 300 days. That puts a little different spin on it. It doesn't sound so very powerful to me to have, like, a whole year of my life has just been recovering from harming myself and planning to harm myself and actually harming myself. And I started new behaviors. I hadn't used throwing up before. I did that on these binges. Even after I threw up blood once and already have esophagus problems, I don't know what I was thinking, except that I couldn't breathe. That was what I was thinking. I couldn't breathe, and that's why I was throwing up. Reducing the calorie count, no hope of that. Because my binges were stepping straight off a cliff. And thinking I can come back the next day is like believing that if I step off this skyscraper, I am only going to fall 3 floors. I never know. The 57th time could be the time I can't come back. I just can't do it. And left to my own self-will, it you know, that I can't count on that at all. So, because I remember, I just had to do some writing on this. I was remembering one of the binges that went into a second day because I had binged the night before. I headed to the store for some abstinent food. I knew that I was so sick and miserable that I would never do this again. And I walked into the store and I bought my abstinent food and then I bought more binge food. I'm absolutely powerless over doing that kind of thing. But I'm not powerless over, I could pray before I go into the store. I could make a phone call before I go into the store, while I'm in the store, until I leave the store, or when I'm done with the store. You know, there were a lot of things that I had to become willing to do. And I tend to be on phone meetings in the course of a day, a minimum of one meeting, and it's often several. And in addition, I have 4 to 5 face-to-face meetings, food recovery meetings that I go to. Because that's what I need. I need to keep hearing the message that we can't do this ourselves, that it's the spiritual is the program. It's not that part of the program. It is the program for me. I do have to weigh and measure my food and leave out a bunch of different substances. And the road has gotten narrower. More stuff has had to come out. And I am not deprived. You know, the abundance of abstinence and the abundance of recovery resources that we have, it's really phenomenal. And I'm so grateful for that. At any given time, night or day, I can plug in, even if I don't feel at 3 a.m. that I can call anyone, there are things that I can be listening to and have. 2:30 in the morning, I make a phone call. The 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time phone meetings are on. That has helped a lot because the another behavior that showed up with this relapse has been going to the store at midnight or 1 a.m. So the reading on page 533, there's only one line that I'm just like totally in love with. It's not that I don't have problems anymore. It's just that I realize that having problems and overcoming them is what life is about. Why else are we here? Well, that wasn't my idea. I want to be comfortable all the time. In fact, I want to be unconscious all the time. And I have so many ways of doing that. I have solitaire on my iPad, and I have crossword puzzles on my iPad and my phone, and I have crossword puzzles in the paper, and I have Netflix, and you know, just whenever there's talking going on and I'm doing something else, I am out of my body, period. Which is where I spend most of my time. No wonder I had no idea when I'm hungry and when I'm full. I still don't know that reliably. Absolutely don't. So that's why I have to weigh and measure. And I've heard it said that there are those of us compulsive eaters who need a cane, and there are those of us who need crutches, and there are those of us who need a wheelchair. And I am a wheelchair food addict. There's no doubt in my mind in this moment. It leaves me occasionally, and then I have to talk to you guys to remind me. Then there's another reading on page 107, April 16th. How do we get through these times without overeating? It begins. We don't panic. Instead, we quietly reaffirm our personal guidelines and ask our higher power to help us continue living within them. Then we turn away from food and eating to focus our attention on our OA fellowship and the 12 steps. One of the prayers that I have been saying, the abstinence prayer every morning, God, how do I start it? I can't remember. With you, thank you for the blessing and gift of this new day. With you, this can be a day of abstinence. Contented, obsession-free abstinence. It can be a day, and in this day, I can handle anything with you. I ask for your loving protection and care again today, in case my desire to eat compulsively should become stronger than my desire to abstain. I know I am powerless over food, that my life becomes unmanageable in an instant. God, I need you. I am yours, and I am listening. My shoulders come down, and it's like, oh, right, I have help here. But I have to listen. That's the quiet affirmation of my personal guidelines. Oh, right. So that's 5 minutes. Thank you. I have to accept that the yearning for excess or dangerous food will return from time to time. And I do find myself cruising the binge aisles in the grocery store. It's like I've gone unconscious again. Oh, you know, rats. And then I have to talk to somebody about that. I cannot keep that stuff secret, because the next thing is that I'm buying in the binge aisles. I remember running into someone from I don't happen to be an alcoholic, but I had been going to a women's AA meeting for a while, and one of the women from the AA meeting came up to me just as I was cruising through one of the binge aisles. I was so annoyed. And it, you know, and that was great, because I didn't buy it that night. I'm sure I've had binges since, but not for 8.5 months. So I'm very grateful for that. Just that for me, the connection, because I'm, you know, we are isolators. I am an isolator. Wow, wowie zowie. I just feel like I can reach new heights. Think, pray, act. That's what this one says. Think, pray, act. And acting as if, when I don't think I can possibly do this, what if I acted like I could? Because there is a power greater than myself. I am looking forward to tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to seeing the people. I'm also looking forward to eating the meals that I have packed for myself, and they are delicious. And my family knows to expect this, so it's not going to be a big surprise, and I don't need to feel self-conscious about that anymore. But that's because I've been doing it for a lot of years. It wasn't easy at first. And I didn't want to admit that I needed that level of protection and care, but I do. And I'm grateful to know that. And to have, not everyone in this room requires that. But for those of us who do, I'm very grateful that we can support one another. And in any case, we support one another. And I think with that, I will pass. Thank you.